The new normal of working from home has people working longer and harder, peering endlessly at screens and responding to emails past midnight. And while stress was already rampant before COVID-19, now worn-out workers are crumbling under chronic stress, and leaders can't ignore it any longer. In 2019, the World Health Organization defined burnout as a syndrome resulting from chronic workplace stress that has not been successfully managed. Language that finally acknowledged what Jennifer Moss has warned businesses for years, that burnout is more than just an employee problem. It's an organizational problem requiring organizational solutions, and that the usual tactics for addressing burnout, prescribing self-care like yoga and gym memberships, haven't and won't prevent it. Long before 2020, research identified several causes of burnout, including perceived lack of control, lack of a supportive community, and an unsustainable workload. But instead of pumping the brakes when the virus spread, many organizations did nothing. Acute stress became chronic, and our burnout got much worse. In fact, during the pandemic, workers felt more pressure to produce and that respect for time boundaries disappeared. Parents lost even more control and flexibility as they dealt with childcare and homeschooling, causing four times as many women to drop out of the labor force as men. Despite prevalent meeting fatigue, their numbers increased by 13%, and mostly by video conferences, which, research shows, are harder on us physically and mentally. And a failure to recognize the extent of people's struggles led to extreme burnout, which sadly resulted in suicide for some. But as grave as the situation is, there are some easy things leaders can do to beat burnout at the organizational level. They can foster a sense of purpose. In a study, 25% of knowledge workers who felt a sense of purpose in their work did not experience burnout. Establish manageable workloads by prioritizing tasks and asking if a meeting is necessary. If yes, ask, does it have to be longer than 30 minutes? Which attendees are essential? And start by checking in. See how people are feeling. And if anyone has a back-to-back call, set a timer to let them jump off early. Create a culture of psychological safety by asking if someone needs help when they mess up instead of showing frustration, and offering employees access to mental health support, including a resources page, flexible hours, or paid time off for those people battling mental health concerns, and a peer-to-peer outreach program. Communicate empathically by asking, "How are you doing?" and "How can I help?" more often. It increases job satisfaction, reduces burnout, and enhances well-being. Foster connections. The best relationships are built when we see each other's faces in person. Once the pandemic risks subside, leaders need to find a way to bring their teams back together in a physical space to connect in real life. If leaders can identify organizational signals of stress because they're finally paying attention, there is hope for a future free of burnout.